I was in church when I was born. Both of my parents and my brother were believers, so I always heard about God and that his only son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for my sins. When I got older, I was able to understand the gospel. And when I understood the gospel, for the first couple of times, it didn't really mean much to me. But eventually it did when I became older and knew more about God's word. Sometimes I would think about it for a little while, then go do something else. 1 year, 3 or 4 years ago, it struck me. I was at summer camp called LWBC, Living Word Bible Camp, for the first time, and it was our last day. We entered our cabin for evening devotions. Our counselors talked to us about accepting Christ. They told us that all we had to do is believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. After talking a lot, we prayed together, and then everyone went to bed. The others that wanted to listen to more went to downstairs with my three counselors, and we talked about the Bible and what being saved really meant. Many of us stayed up until it was really late. Then we went to bed. Later that week, my dad told me to go clean my room. I found this book that I received so long ago, and as I started to look through it, I found a page that said that the world was created by a bang. In my heart, I knew that that was wrong. Also, that week, I was really excited to go to church. I started to like going to church and have found it more interesting to go to God's temple and learn about his word. Over the years, I've learned so much more about God and read so much of his word, and it has changed me so much. For example, if someone at school tells me that the world was created by a bang or that humans came from apes, I would tell them that they're wrong, and I would say that God created the world and humans in his own image, but we chose to sin against him. As it says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I have fallen short of the glory of God, and I am a great sinner. I deserve to be punished, and I deserve to bear the wrath of God, because the wages of sin is death. But God sent his only son to die on the cross for my sin. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God shows his great love for us, and we love him because he loved us first. Jesus is the Christ and the Son of the living God. He is powerful and perfect. He is the only one that can die on the cross for my sins. Jesus Christ bore my sins on the cross, then was raised from the dead on the third day. One of the most important things that I have learned is that baptism is only a symbol. Baptism doesn't determine if you believe. It only counts if you truly believe in your heart, and if you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. It says in the Bible that we should get baptized only if we truly believe. I truly believe in Jesus Christ and that he has died on the cross for my sins. Thank you.